Gardaí are continuing to question a 62-year-old man about the murder of American woman Annie McCarrick, who went missing more than 3 decades ago and is believed to have been murdered. The search of a house and garden at Clondalkin in Dublin resumes today. For the latest, we're joined by RT's crime correspondent Paul Reynolds. Can you give us an update on the search, Paul?
Yeah, Paul, this is an invasive search of the house here in Clondalkin in Dublin. It's the second day today, and the search intensified this morning when the Gardaí brought in a cadaver dog, which searches for human remains. Now, the specialist dog is on loan from the PSNI because the Gardaí do not have a cadaver dog. The dog has been introduced as part of the search of parts of the house, the front driveway, and the 100-foot back garden in Clondalkin. Gardaí have also been using heavy equipment, a mini digger, a concrete saw, a Kango hammer, and other tools to excavate in the search for evidence in this murder investigation. They are, however, stressing that the current residents who have been moved out of their home are not connected in any way with Annie McCarrick or her disappearance in Dublin over 32 years ago. They also say, Gardaí, that they're keeping an open mind as to whether today's search will yield anything, and they point out the introduction of a cadaver dog as part of the process in cases like these. And they were, of course, strongly criticised for not bringing one in earlier in the Tina Satchwell murder inquiry. Now, the same dog brought in here today was used in the searches for both Tina Satchwell and Mike Gain. And while the dog helped in the discovery of Tina's remains at her home in Cork in 2023, it gave no indication of anything during the search of Mike Gain's farm earlier this year. His remains were subsequently found in Slurry and on land on his County Kerry farm. The search here at the Clondalkin house is expected to continue for a number of more days.
And what about the man who is being questioned by Gardaí?
Yeah, he's 62 years of age. He was arrested yesterday morning on suspicion of murder by detectives from the Serious Crime Unit in Irishtown. He's still being questioned this lunchtime at a Dublin Garda station. His period of detention was extended twice yesterday, for a second 6 hours after lunch and for a final 12 hours last night. He rested overnight and his period of detention therefore is due to expire later this afternoon. Now, he's a businessman. His home in County Meath has also been searched. He knew Annie McCarrick in the 1990s, and he's described by Gardaí as an associate who moved in her circle. He must either be charged or released later today.
RT's crime correspondent Paul Reynolds, thank you very much for joining us.